This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, this is Tom Cruise, and your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to listen to this really, really great Sandspants radio podcast. Wow.
Hey, this is Mark Wahlberg, and things wouldn't have went down like they did if I hosted my favorite podcast, Hey Fam.
Hey, welcome.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack, everybody. Welcome
to the official duck cast.
The first ever duck cast of 2024.
So let me get this straight. The books are like Italian, right, or something? There's like Italian men writing about Donald Duck.
I'm very happy to start the year explaining to you what the duck books are.
You know what? Well, look, I've seen a movie about an Italian creator. No, not the Super Mario Brothers movie, but the Super Ferrari Brother movie.
You watch the movie The Creator with Italian subtitles.
Italian subs on, but but I'd love for you to tell me about the duck books.
So
I always assume they're Italian for some reason.
Well, some of them are. So all right. So
Walt Disney, famously American, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Creates the beloved character of Donald Duck.
Don Duck, who I believe is up for grabs in a year or two.
I think it, but they'll pull some bullshit where it's like
only this version,
original recipe, Donald.
Yeah,
Duck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The one with like
probably the one who fought Hitler.
The one who fought Hitler and had like the funny penis meme, the GIF. You know, like like tails, like
funny move. Penis meme, Donald Duck.
I'll take it. Yes, if you look at this week's artwork, you'll see it's Steamboat Willie smoking a bong.
Hell yeah, dude!
Because we're allowed to do that now.
Walt Disney creates all these characters and
Bongboat Billy.
There's, you know, they all these like Walt Disney's main dudes, Mickey, Donald, Goofy,
yep.
Pluto,
yep.
Only exist in like shorts. But at some point, I guess in like the 30s is when they start getting Mickey strip comics.
Oh yeah, what about Mickey? For adults, Mickey strips.
Oh, Mickey strips. Oh hell yeah.
Oh, Michael, why didn't you take that shirt off? Oh, you're already not wearing one. Okay.
Mickey hungry.
Yeah, Mike hungry. Yeah, Mickey hungry. Who was that cow?
Clarence the cow. Clarabelle cow.
Clarabelle's due for a comeback.
Yeah, sure. She's all over these strip comics.
I reckon it's Clarabelle's year.
It's Clarabelle season, bitch.
Weird that Clarabelle wasn't in Goof Troop repurposed, you know, Max. No, yep. Not Max, sorry. Pete.
Yep.
Goofy took some of those characters. I found it very curious that Clarabelle.
I mean, I guess like a cow is never really like a cool character, like a cool animal that you want to like.
I don't know. Have you seen Kung Pao Enter the Fist, where the cow?
I'm a stranger.
He
to
does
the, to the Kung
well, look.
Pao
I worked in franchise. A video store when that film was out, and so I know its trailer off by heart. I've not seen the film.
You like the cool cow,
but the cow like
Heifer from Rocko's Modern
yeah,
Life.
Yeah, the cow like nuts milk on the dude, and he what? Like does Matrix moves back to dodge it.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's very funny, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
In the context of the film, it's great in the trailer. Yeah, Heifer, you're completely right. I guess cows are...
There's that... I mean,
well, Heifer's not a cow, it's a boy. Cows are famously women.
Sure.
Aren't they?
Yeah, you're right. Heifer is a bull.
Mm.
Same stuff. You know.
Well, no, that's where you're wrong.
Well, they're a species.
I have seen Kingpin.
So what species is a bull?
Bovine. Aren't they all bovines?
Okay, what cool bovines then?
Well, you can't go Clarabelle the bovine. Okay. Is that, because you have people, when they're kids, they think like cats are girls and dogs are boys. And we like have, do we need to
well,
do
Pete's a cat.
I always thought Pete was a dog.
Yeah, Pete.
Wow.
Evil Pete is a cat.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Pete
it
the
is.
Cat. That's so crazy.
And you know how I know that?
Because of Doc Books?
No, because of Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, really? That's so,
so maybe
crazy.
This is.
Oh my God! You've done the Japanese version of Kingdom Hearts, and now you're doing the Western version.
My Duck Book arc is unlearning all the things that Kingdom Hearts told me about Disney.
Wow!
And learning the truths. But yeah, so like, I guess in like the 40s, the Disney comics really start taking off.
He doesn't have a tail. That's so fascinating.
Looking at Pete the Cat Wiki.
Yeah. Look at that bussy.
No tail, all bussy.
No tail, all boy pussy.
Pete pussy.
Just pussy with two P's.
Okay, great.
He's crazy.
But then, so the Disney comics really take off in like the 40s and in the 50s. This guy called Karl Barks. I could be butchering all this, but I think it's the 50s. Karl Barks takes over the
Karl Marx, famous philosopher. He says, "You know what? I'm not getting the mass audiences. I think I need to get my communist learnings about Marxism via the Duck Books."
So he starts writing Donald Duck comics, and he. Just
was that licensed to him or like what?
No, Disney? He's right. He's working for Disney, Disney Comics at the time. So he probably makes way less money than anyone we know.
They're called cattle. Not bovines. So they call them cattle.
Bovine.
There you go. Cattle.
What is bovine?
Like Max the cat. Interesting. Yeah, bovine, I think, is like a four-legged beast, isn't it?
So multiple.
Yeah, no, I'm right. It is like, it includes like cattle, bison, buffalo, water. So I was going zooming out a bit.
Yeah, sure.
Antelopes.
But Karl Barks actually creates Uncle Scrooge based on a like rich duck character that was in an early Disney short.
So wait, you're telling me this is the original Harley Quinn?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, created
Harley Quinn in the Batman animated series.
Reverse though, because this is created in the comics from a cartoon, whereas Harley Quinn is created in a cartoon from the comics.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I mean. We got a reverse Harley Quinn situation.
Yeah. I guess like in like the 30s and 40s, it was known that Scottish people were thrifty. Like they were tight asses.
That's
basically.
Awesome.
I mean,
which, you know, is like British propaganda from them, like probably like, you know, seceding England and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like cool white on white racism.
No, I feel like America had its own takes on all immigrants.
Yeah, it's racism.
Yeah.
It's just straight up racism. Yeah, yeah.
And it's abound in these early comics.
Well, of course.
It's part of the thrill of reading them.
I have a bookshelf over there full of every issue of Tintin.
Exactly.
That's
why I think you would love the Duck Books. Because there
is the thing. I like
pure like Tintin vibes throughout them.
Really?
So
I don't know. It's something about them being animals, you know?
Snowy's an animal who talks, kind of.
Well, he talks to himself.
Right, okay, sure.
Yeah, he's like the voice of God. About racist Belgian men looking for treasure. The rest of it.
I'm trying to see if there are any anthropomorphic animals in your collection.
No, you're the one with the Tezuka rape dog books.
I
left your house the other night and I was
excited.
Like, damn it.
Yeah, I forgot to bring you some.
Yeah, no, that's
right. I should have given you for your birthday.
Tezuka you need porn. To give me like a login to like the Pornhub version of Tezuka. I read that he watched a movie a day.
Kojima was the one who taught me that this week.
So now I'm doing that because of both of those men. That's my argument now for my lack of...
It's crazy that he's like the Kojima's go-to. I'm sure plenty of people watch one movie a day.
But I think maybe it was like a renowned state. Maybe it was like a well-known famous
state. He was the first guy to watch one movie a day.
Tezuka-san. Yeah. And then his art diverged.
How good is like... That guy like drew himself to death, but still managed to watch a movie a day.
It's so cool.
Neglected his wife,
children,
his
family,
children,
yeah, yeah,
everything, his health.
He's so great. Like,
yeah.
But like only had time to draw women getting raped by dog men and watch a movie. It's like that guy was the original shit poster, like alt Twitter user. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was it's not women getting raped by dog men. It's dog men getting raped by other dogs.
Dogs. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, cool.
Wolves.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Far darker and far more philosophical.
Maybe it'll still show up in your little Baldur's Gate 3 game.
Well, you know what? I think you fuck a bear in it. I think it's possible. I think it's been patched out though.
They patched out the bear fuck.
So there's a druid in it, like a guy that can transform between being a human and being a bear as part of your party. And the part of the game is you can like romance all of your party members.
How good is that?
And apparently like during the fucking he transformed into a bear, like the revenant energy just starts like destroying you.
How good is it, like me talking about ducks for 7 minutes
and
being like, yeah, this is a cool thing to talk about. And the moment you said druid, I'm like, who the fuck's this loser?
Oh dude, you know me. I skirt the edges of fantasy.
Yeah.
But you're just like freebasing duck books. I have the dignity to, it's like a word, you know, I didn't make up the word druid. Like I'm using, it's like cattle and bovine. Yeah. If you haven't noticed, I'm big on using real life identifiers.
So okay? After Karl Barks comics are like crazy successful, he draws duck books for like 20 years, right? And then they're like, hey, we're good on duck books. Let's just keep re-releasing these duck books that Karl Barks did. Mm-hmm. And they release them. So basically like Uncle Scrooge comics is like extremely long running, but most of it is reprints of earlier stories. However, they make it overseas and then like France, Italy, they go like, we love these ducks. And people grow up with Karl Barks as like this, I guess, you know, like oracle of like adventure comics. Hergé, I guess, for, you know, another Hergé for Parisians to look up to. And
Belgium.
Yeah, sure.
Come on, you gotta start using correct identifiers.
No, I know, I was talking about
duck books.
Yeah, duck books in France.
Why do we call them duck books?
It's great. It's real good. My duck books, my little duck books.
I just sit in my little room all day reading my little duck books.
I got drunk on New Year's Eve, and the first thing I did in 2024 when I was on my own in bed while everyone else in my house was asleep.
Yeah.
Was,
were you watching a movie like Tezuka neglecting your family? destroying your health?
How many days? We're 9 days into the new year. I haven't watched a movie yet.
I'm actually quite hurt.
It is my son's birthday week.
It's my birthday week and I'm watching a lot of movies.
Yeah, I've got to pay tribute to him first and you second.
Oh, that's right. So you do no movies for this week and then two a day where that's my Fury Road daily and then another film that evening. I'll have you know I've watched a movie every day and a complete... run through of the upcoming prestige series True Detective Night Country.
I'm so jealous that you got that
in
shit.
One hit.
I don't know when the fuck I would have watched it. I've had a wild week, but
I think it comes out in maybe starts next week. I think it starts this coming Monday.
Let's fucking go. I heard Chad Villacoro is back. He's the main character.
He is the Yellow King. It's the Orange King now because of the color of his hair, color of orange.
The color orange.
The color orange.
One of the new musical.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. It's about not about being black, the black experience.
But Fantasia still plays Chad Villacoro. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not about the black experience. It's about the Chad experience.
the ginger experience.
Dude, I'm so ready for a rewatch of season two.
Yeah, always am.
And you know what? It's been 10 years since season one.
Well, that's bonkers.
That's crazy shit. And 5 years since three. This is the longest gap.
So yeah, the duck books take a life of their own in
is it like
in
True
Europe.
Detective? There's two different ducks in each series.
No, I guess like they're like, well, we want to make our own duck books, and so they do. And for years, various European nations had their own duck stories.
But who wrote them?
Like creators native to those countries.
But was it licensed to them from Disney?
Yeah. There was still, it was like an official Italian Disney book.
And they were just probably like, oh wow, we can pay. Disney can spend X amount of money a year and we'll make way more in return because Italians be crazy about duck books.
Well, I feel like, Disney just licensing their shit. It's just comics, right?
Yeah.
You know, but then I guess Karl Barks is beloved and they keep re-releasing that shit in America. Then in the...
Barkman.
Karl
Barks is such a funny name.
In like the 80s and 90s, there is a guy, Don Rosa, who he kind of takes over and he decides, I'm going to make everything that happened in the Karl Barks short stories canon, and even makes this like this beloved run called The Life and Times of Scrooge McDuck, which is basically everything in the lead up to where we first meet him in the Uncle Scrooge comics. So it's all of his early days.
So the year one, if you
where
will.
Where he basically grows up poor.
It's the Batman year one,
exactly.
If you will.
Yeah. Scrooge year one. So Fantagraphics starts releasing these big compendiums of all of the Karl Barks stuff, then the Don Rosa stuff, and then they're doing this thing called Disney Masters, and a majority of that is Italian and like Dutch shit that has never been translated to English before. Only now it is, and it's like it's all fucking sick.
It's so crazy that it's so like European. I find that fascinating for Disney, which is such an inherently American company. That was why the start. I was like, what's this thing? I know they're big in Europe, and not because of like I haven't been reading on it recently. I've just seen so many covers over the years of it in other languages.
Yeah, they're like
DuckTales
like
was
German
huge
duck books,
in Italy. Like they love those
duck
characters.
Books, yeah, like
way
French,
more than the mouse.
Italy,
they love the ducks.
Well, but then there's also like tons of Mickey comics too.
Yeah,
and, the same creators, because they were writing for like Disney comics, like the focus was on Donald and Scrooge, but you also get to write
mouse books.
Mouse books too.
You got mouse books.
At the moment I see some cow books, I'll let you know.
Seriously, maybe I have to write my own cow books. I'll move to Italy and become a lowly comic book author.
But so for Fantagraphics, I thought it was like, oh, I just need to collect the Karl Barks library. And I thought there were like 12. There's like 40 Karl Barks books. I have 20. There are about 12 Don Rosa books. I have 8 or 9. And then the Disney Masters books, again, they're into the 30, 40 of those collected. Fun. Then there's Floyd Gottfredson, who did the original.
This clown?
He did the Mickey Mouse strips. And I got them. They're hella racist. You'd love it.
You mean I'd love it? Just because I have a picture of Michael Jackson in this room. I'll have you know that knows that that exemplifies it. It doesn't matter to me if you're black or white.
That's true. I mean, famously say that. That's why they were his dying words.
That's why I hang that up.
Michael Jackson's dying words were, actually, you know what? It does matter if you're black or white.
Yeah.
And then, or like, explain yourself, Michael. And then he died. And never,
the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was dying before explaining.
He said, psych.
I had someone coming over the other day and I was like, maybe they'll say something about it. And I almost swapped it. And I was like, no, I'll keep it up. Because now it's starting to get
it's
like...
It's a cool print.
It's amazing. It's
weird as shit.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it suits this room.
It does.
I mean, there's a Jar Jar Binks ceramic mug in front of it. Like, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know where, like, where are you going to look in
What's
here?
What's that? I've never actually... I've been in your house 100 times. There's an award.
That's a AFI trophy. Award.
An AFI
it's my
award.
Grandfather's AFI.
Oh, wow.
For cinematography. He was... He's what gonna movie? So this was for a commercial he showed us, for best commercial in the 50s.
Okay.
But he worked on a bunch of films. He has an IMDb. He's like on the beach.
I have an IMDb. Thanks to some fucking weirdo on AFAM.
Yeah, you and my grandfather.
They say I play the character Tim Avery in the animated movie Eggs.
It'd be great if... if that got pulled down for legal reasons, because Jamie Kennedy is searching daily, like, any like illegal usage of Son of the Master.
What's great is that I do have a legit film credit from when I was on a few episodes of a cooking show.
Oh yeah, and the SBS one.
Yeah, but it's really easy to like go from that main SBS page to suddenly you're in the eggs. And you're like, well, maybe, surely this is another cooking show.
I want you in Duck Books.
Duck Books the movie.
Duck Books the musical. Duck Books is crazy.
Ducks the musical.
So what, you spent New Year's Eve just buying Duck Books?
Bro, I got home, so I've been away. I've been away for the last 6 nights.
Yeah, well, you haven't recorded for 2 weeks. This is a long time. It's probably the longest we haven't seen each other.
It's true.
Since recording or...
Since I was in Japan.
Yeah.
I got home and there were like, no joke, maybe 8 parcels on our doorstep from Amazon, from eBay, from Gumtree. And every single one of these rectangular shaped
just have them like sitting around like in
well and because they're going out of print so I guess
are they
that's the problem. I always get into these things. I mean,
comic
book, exactly, it is half the fun. So I'm like, fuck, you know, there's a few
good
like
condition? Collected are they
so there's a few collected edition like where it's like 2-in-1 and they're selling for like the equivalent of like $20 each or whatever on if I find them brand new on Amazon. So I snatch all those puppies up.
Yeah.
All those duckies up. Those quackers.
Yeah, those quackers. I'm totally quackers.
Duck
suit.
Fucking crazy, man. These duck books.
I love you've hit the ground running 2024. New hobby.
I had to start a new shelf.
I know. New hobby out the gate. It's so wild.
Well, I mean, for me, it's like these are the things that I know Archie loves as much as I do.
I mean, that's great. I wish I had that excuse.
And so he'll read the shit out of them, and then Tilly is now reading like a crazy person too.
That's good.
So we'll get her like poisoned on comics
your dumb
soon.
Shit.
And then like you know how good's being grandpa? He's got the duck books.
It's like yeah,
grandpa,
yeah.
Bring us out
racist
another
grandpa
duck
with his racist duck books. I'm glad, like, I'm jealous of that excuse because my excuse is I'm just a
you're
fucking
better.
Loser.
My excuses.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I bought this. Why? Because I'm a fucking loser, I guess. Yeah. Like, oh, who's it for? Not even me. I don't even want it. It just sits there.
I'm like making room for new books, and I have a lot of things where I'm like, why do I have this book?
What's an example?
Like, I have a collection of all of the 90s Amalgam. Amalgam, sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Amalgam, where it's DC and Marvel
Spider
characters
Boy.
Mashed up.
I bought
and
the first
every single
issue.
One of those comics sucks ass.
I had the first issue of Spider-Boy. I think it was that. Yeah. It was like Superboy meets Spider-Man.
I remember being so excited when I found the collected trades. And then I was like,
no, you know what? It's kind
I
of.
I read like 3 pages. I'm like, this sucks.
They man. Suck. But just as it's like that that amazing Bat book I have, the Digital Justice.
Yeah, that's cool as hell, though. I'd
but
never
I mean,
sell
I
that.
Love having that stuff.
Yeah, but this
just
is different.
Like,
this is way more of like,
it's cringe.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, Digital Justice is amazing.
It's like it's actually sick, and
I want Matt Reeves to make
Grant
that. Like,
Morrison
the third
referenced it as a
yes.
thing that exists.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was like,
within
yes.
their canon of Batman stuff.
Digital Justice.
What a where have you got that? We should.
All my Bat books are in the sunroom.
Bat books. You know, Angus has been busy. While he wasn't recording, Hey Fam, he was making his spare room look extra beautiful.
Yeah, there and is, my there you is, see the front room as well.
We should post. We'll post some photos in the Discord
once I get the lighting sorted, because you can't see all the stuff.
Soon
that's on
we'll post the photos in the Discord. We got the Avatar shelf.
How good's the Avatar
with
display?
The Avatar cereal? All the Avatar.
It's crazy. Hey,
actually, you haven't even built all the Avatar Lego.
I haven't
yet.
Built any of it.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
I have to figure out Lego solutions.
It's man, my solution to Lego is
selling it.
Selling most
well,
of it.
I have a huge pile in there of stuff to sell. That's what you saw.
Archie just got the gigantic Pac-Man arcade set of Lego, and he's building it, and it's like it's so cool.
My rule now is only Star. I can only buy some Star Wars.
Yep,
and all Avatar.
Would you like to buy a set off me at a very very good price that has
Jabba's Sail Barge?
Yeah,
let's talk. Off okay,
the box has been severely eaten by a rabbit.
Yeah, that's okay. As long as it wasn't a duck.
Yeah,
maybe. But I do know there is a new one coming out this year.
I'll just give it to you. It's your birthday tomorrow.
You have to
right?
give it to me. Yes, yeah, my birthday tomorrow.
Yeah,
I should have to give it to me. I'll
giving you
it.
Some. Here, I'll give you a present now. Here, happy birthday, bitch.
What the hell?
I thought. I know you love this thing, but I don't think you have any merch of it. So it's
really?
Time to change that. Sorry, I didn't do your card as per usual.
Oh my God, dude. This rules so much. Do you know how much I was looking at this constantly in like eBay and stuff?
Let's not tell everyone what it is.
It is an SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider from the new film.
Shin Kamen Rider.
Shin Kamen Rider. Dude.
Crack that shit open.
Give me a high five. Yeah, well, I know. I got.
I don't know. For some reason, it's like it's like a special Amazon edition box that doesn't have a plastic window in
Bezos
there.
Bezos has blessed it.
Yeah, do you want some keys so you can cut through the tape?
Yeah, my spells from Baldur's Gate aren't working.
Your druid
dude,
magic.
This is gorgeous.
I also have a really bad paper cut from opening too many duck books. I like sliced down the middle of my pointer finger. Look at that fucking figure. That is so sick.
That is hot as hell.
Yeah.
What a beast.
He's gonna look where is that gonna like you have one
goes
shelf
to the Ava shelf.
Yeah, you have Evangelion.
Oh, I should put Shin Godzilla in there, the form one.
Yes.
And then I need Ultraman and then I got the
Did you end up getting that big bitch Godzilla thing that you were trying to get?
It was so expensive. Was and it? I watched a lot of YouTubes and everyone's like, it's good. However, it was made 6 months before the film came out and they always do a second version with like Atomic Breath,
let's
other
fucking
stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like the eyes aren't like it's offered. Basically, like, the effects hadn't finalized yet. So, it still looks like it. But there are little changes in the movie, which, like, they're like, wait for a second version, which will usually come out.
My,
Dude, that's gorgeous. Thank you. That's so fucking sick.
No worries. Happy birthday, King.
Yeah, it's my birthday tomorrow. 11 sadly won't be here for my birthday, but that's okay.
What's the plan?
Got a venue.
Great.
Got a lot of people coming.
No guns?
Maybe that, towards the end of the month. That's yeah, guns is 40th. Maybe. No, I'm still going to try and do that by the end of this month.
Okay, great.
Bunch of people coming. Should be fun. Yeah, I don't really know. Tommy Dassler is coming up from Melbourne.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, he's finally going to meet the guy whose story he stole for his final, for his closer.
Yeah, comedians famously steal from everybody.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
But they never are they put in the same room together. So that's fun. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. Just dinner tomorrow night with my parents. Very low key. It's not a monumental year. You know what I mean?
39. Your last episode is a 38-year-old.
Yeah, it is.
Good
is
year?
A terrible year.
Damn.
Worst year of my life. One of the worst, but it's fine. I came out on top.
You did.
Yeah, I had a bit of a rough 6 months there, but I'm good now.
39's going to be out of control. I
remembered Mad Max Fury Road existed.
Yeah, you're fine.
I just kept watching the shit out of that.
Yeah.
Man, I've watched so many movies.
Well,
and you watched none. I know the last one you watched was Poor Things, which I hadn't seen at the time when we last recorded.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I think you saw it that day, right?
I think so. Maybe the night before.
Yeah, maybe the night before. You'd seen Wish and Poor Things. You were the
like
one doing
the
movies.
Other. I know, it was a big movie.
I wasn't doing movies.
I ended 2023 in a strong way, but yeah, I've been away with my parents and my sisters and their children and their boyfriends and my kids and my wife.
There's a lot going on.
12 of us. That's how strong my immediate family is now.
That's crazy.
We stayed in this.
That's 12 reasons for you to be able to buy duck books.
It's true.
Like 12 excuses. Again.
And hilarious.
My cat can't read.
Dude, like, there's 4 duck books per person.
That's crazy.
At this point.
Yeah.
And it can only get bigger.
You got a bunch of Hueys, Deweys, and Louis in that family tree.
What's the best thing about the duck books is that there's no discernible difference between any of the nephews.
It's like
they're like one character with three mouths.
They're like the original Ninja Turtles where there was no color. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're like, I don't get it. All these dudes are the same.
It rules.
Yeah.
But yeah, I stayed in a pretty shitty but fun like
who's Donald's brother?
Holiday House.
Uncle Scrooge. No.
Okay. Yeah. Scrooge's. Oh, no, I think Donald Scrooge is Donald's uncle.
Yeah. So wait, who are the triplets?
We don't know.
Oh.
Maybe look, when I've read all the duck books, I'll try.
I want that answered.
I'm gonna read all the duck books. It's taken 40 years of Italian. Replay all of Kingdom Hearts, and I'm sure by the end of it, I'll know.
Yeah, it's probably Sora and.
Yeah. Uncle Scrooge is actually the data version of the loneliness inside Donald's
of the heart of heart. Yeah, 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 of Cloud Strife. Scrooge McDuck is actually Sephiroth's other wing that he has when he's a one and winged angel. I love too that like Donald Duck has a speech impediment and Scrooge is just like a Scottish guy.
Dude, we even watching the new DuckTales reboot.
Yeah, how's the Don voice?
It's like spot on, but yeah, we have to watch it with subtitles.
Is it as good as Tom Cruise's?
What's Tom Cruise's?
Remember he does a Donald Duck impression in front of Seth MacFarlane.
That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's doing Stewie and he's like, that is amazing.
He's like, fantastic.
You are fantastic. And then he does Donald Duck. Emily Blunt makes him. Just like, these famous people are so cool sometimes.
But yeah, the holiday house up the coast.
For Archie's birthday.
Yeah, no internet.
That's actually sick.
Yeah, so every day we'd have to walk to the pub so Archie could download some more books to his iPad so he could read them at night. And then he got the new Tamagotchi game on Apple Arcade.
Oh, it's a new one?
He's obsessed with it.
Is it...
Every day now, his duck books are telling me Tamagotchi facts.
Is it, like, I guess, not like... Kind of like the OG, but more of like an Animal Crossing type?
It's, yeah, fully Animal Crossing, yeah. Hello Kitty's Island Adventure.
That's cool.
Yeah, resource management.
I remember when I went to Harajuku the first few trips to Japan. It's not there anymore. As soon as you got off the station, there was maybe a two-story Tamagotchi store.
Yep.
And it was just so interesting to see how much Tamagotchi developed within Japan when the rest of the world, it wasn't doing anything. Like, there were like color screen ones.
We got a year and it was like...
Yeah. And because Digimon's the same company, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
And then they were like, you connect them together to fight. And it was just so much more advanced. And then, yeah, it was so crazy. And all the characters are like quite iconic and famous there still.
There's like that digital like beetle fighting as well. Like in Japan, you know how they're obsessed with beetles?
They love beetles fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
I am 4 hours through Tim Rogers, 6 hours. Boku no Yasuma... Boku no Natsu Yasumi, that PlayStation 1 kid holiday.
Oh, sick. Yeah,
I'm like
right.
4 hours into
the one that they made a Shin-chan one a couple years ago.
Yes, which everyone's like, why would you do that? Like, stick to the original, but I'm 4 hours into
it. Oh, the Shin-chan one's amazing, though.
But, like, it's not the other one was like its own thing.
Sure,
and they
kind of
like paste two things together in this, I guess. They didn't, but I don't know. Hey, trust me, after watching the 4 hours of this 6 hour video,
yeah,
you too will see my point of view.
Yeah, for sure.
But the one of the big mini games in that is beetle fighting.
Interesting.
Which is like, yeah, they're obsessed with beetle fighting. You like at the convenience stores like Woolworths or Coles, Safeway, whatever you call it, they have like beetle fighting machine arcade games.
One of my favorite JoJo's Bizarre Adventure arcs is all about beetle fighting. Yeah.
Dude, I've been reading so many Berserks. I'm like 10 volumes in now.
Hell yeah.
Started like a week ago.
So you've like the big...
Because I bought them all.
The big fucking incidents has happened.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's so good. It's kind of also like...
It becomes a pirate book soon. That's my favorite. Oh,
that's so sick. Is that when he has like the crew of people?
Yeah, and it just becomes a pirate book. And like so many people hate it. I'm like, that's for me, it's like the peak.
What's that arc called again?
I don't know, pirate arc.
Book duck arc. Can you tell me this without spoiling too much? Does a duck join the crew? Probably some kind of duck demon. Yeah, Berserk. I sadly couldn't. I couldn't continue at this point with One Piece. I think I gave it a red hot go.
You didn't. You play.
I read this time like close to 100 issues.
Where did you get up to?
They just got the chef.
That's not 100.
Well, it's like 60. I tell you what, it felt like 100. It felt like 100 duck books.
That's so weird that you struggle with One Piece.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
It's fine. You can't say I didn't try.
Yeah.
I really gave it two goes. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Berserk on the
I
other
still
hand,
think a few years from down the track, you're going to give it another go.
Maybe I will.
Finally click.
But Berserk on the other hand, I was just like, from the get-go, I was like, hell yeah, he's like fucking a demon in the first page and then killing it. And I'm just like, this rules. And he's like walking around with one eye and one arm. I'm like, this is so sick. He's a piece of shit as well. He's like really rude to everyone and like just fucks over that.
Well, that's what everyone everyone always goes like, oh, you know, Berserk's such a like nihilistic.
No way. It's dude's rock.
In that first chapter.
But then he's like so happy-go-lucky.
Well, then, and it's like, yeah, he just has something to live for, you know. Like,
well,
yeah.
Having said that, even before that stuff, you see him like get sold by his stepdad to get raped by a man, remember? Yeah, when he's like an 8-year-old and you're like, fucking hell. But no, Berserk is firmly in the literary genre of dudes rocking so far. He rules, man. Guts rules. He's Guts, a piece of shit.
He's a good fella.
And the art, oh my God.
He's actually a really good guy if you get to know
him. Yes. Yeah, I really like it. Yeah. The art's incredible.
The art's the best.
Art's incredible. Yeah. R.I.P., man. What a fucking tragedy.
Miura. Yeah, that was the saddest.
He was
fuck
so
day.
Young.
Yeah, yeah. And now he's like...
Understudies are finishing it off.
Yeah, but they're also like doing a spin-off series and like it's just kind of like just wrap the thing up and like, I don't know, do it as respectfully as possible.
Probably too much of a money owner, right?
I don't even know.
Yeah, but no.
Coolest thing ever is when Miura died and everyone who plays Final Fantasy 14.
They had the like...
They did a three-day-long tribute to him where everyone just stood and saluted.
Yeah.
That fucking rocks.
That's
and
so
were, like,
sick.
You couldn't log on because so many people were like just standing in
they
one
had a vigil,
spot.
Didn't yeah, they? Yeah, that rules. That's so fucking gorgeous. Duck vigil.
But yeah, no internet, lots of beaches, lots of board games, and lots of getting sunburnt, getting bitten by every creature
really?
Known to man.
The weather was pretty spotty here.
It was good as hell up there. And then later this week, I go to, I'm going like even more off grid where there's like no reception, nothing.
Damn.
That's why
you burn all those duck books.
Yeah, that's, man, you better believe physical. Get through some duck books. I read a shitload of Tezuka manga so far already this year.
Where are you going this weekend?
It's called Kapiti. It's near Mudgee.
Oh, wow, that's where Kiko is from. Kiko grew up in Mudgee.
That's sick. I'm going to steal that.
Well,
now
Kiko's
going to
be here,
Mudgee.
And now
yeah.
you're from Mudgee. It's interesting.
Yep. But yeah, I'm going to like, I don't know if I'll watch a movie until I get back from this holiday.
Dude, I'm angry.
School holidays are wild as shit, man.
Wouldn't know.
Yeah. I'm glad you saw some movies.
Yeah, I saw a bunch. I saw The Holdovers again.
Fuck, that's yeah.
Seen that twice.
Did you see it in on just?
It's not out at cinemas.
When is it coming out here? It
comes out like next week.
God damn
it's set at fucking Christmas.
Yeah,
it has been out in the States since late October, I believe. Like a huge L for the people
for Australia,
and it completely changed my final list of the year.
Yeah, sure.
And I still haven't seen Anatomy of the Fall, which we haven't received yet. This is just exactly what happened with Tar last year. We got Tar early January, February, despite it being a 2022.
Yeah, okay,
film.
Sure. And then May, December.
Yep.
Like a Netflix
another L
movie
that we
is
haven't.
Not coming out until whatever. What's the reasoning behind that?
Don't know. I guess Australian distributor picked up. Also, Priscilla's been out since October in the States.
We haven't got that yet.
We get that in February or some shit.
What about the Tom Hardy's on a motorbike movie? Is
that's
that
just been like Disney aren't releasing anymore. It's up for grabs for someone else now.
What?
Yeah, it's something like that.
What about... Glenn Powell is a hitman. Richard Linklater.
I don't know
what
that's a Netflix movie. I think because Linklater has a Netflix.
That was
deal.
Meant to come out last year, right?
Yeah, I guess they separated it from because of the killer, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
I don't know, but that makes sense to me. You don't want like because it's literally called The Hitman.
It's so funny. Like Glenn Powell was like my favorite thing about Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
Second favorite after Tom. Obviously,
he's my favorite thing in Anyone But You, a movie which I otherwise hate.
But he's like everything since then. I'm like, I'm waiting for like the hit to happen, right?
Yeah.
Anyone But You is being like, I think it's doing reasonable business.
Yeah, it's middling reviews, but people are like, eh.
People are keen as shit for this Linklater movie that he's doing.
Yeah.
I forgot he's in Twisters.
Yes, it hasn't been made yet, but it's coming out.
It hasn't been, what do you mean it hasn't been made yet?
I think it's been made.
Isn't it coming out like in a few months?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, sure. Maybe, yeah. I don't know, actually. But yeah, that's made by like a really interesting filmmaker as well.
This Mark Wahlberg movie that you've got on preview in front of
us. Dude,
looks,
the baby
looks
so
good.
Fake. It's that one that's the Apple one. It's the highest.
I'm going to watch it. He's like, yeah, he plays like a...
It's like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
But it's
something.
Just him, Mr. Yeah. and Mr. Smith.
And Michelle Monaghan's his wife.
Dude, I'm watching the hell out of this movie.
I know, my parents watched it when I left. I was like, what the hell?
Dude, what an
I was
insight.
Like, why you watch Mark Wahlberg with me?
Yeah.
I'll She's great. This. And I just rewatched Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which is the female lead in. So yeah, we should watch this. This should be the first watch along with first movie you watch of this year should be this actually.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Mark
I'm
going to
watch it
movie.
By the time we record next week.
The Twisters movie seems like, cause I, that was such a, like, I feel like we were the perfect age for Twister.
Yeah, like 11 or 12 or whatever. Yeah,
and I saw that and I remember like my dad was talking to our neighbor about it and he was like, oh, how was it? And dad's like, oh, there was no plot, but it was pretty fun. And I was like, what do you mean there's no plot?
That movie, hey, Chase,
was, that movie was amazing. And dad goes, all right, what was the plot? And I'm like, well, it's two people and they want to figure out how tornadoes work.
I mean, that's a plot to
and
me.
I'm like, what more do you need, dad? Yeah. Like, yeah.
Shit.
And I think dad and the neighbor laughed at me.
You're like, damn, Orson Welles, what more do you want?
But so what? I can't remember shit about that movie.
No.
It's
Helen Hunt and...
one of the Paxtons or Pullmans?
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton. And then Philip Seymour Hoffman's in it.
Philip Seymour. I think the CG... You know,
CGI
I
remember cow.
The CG cow.
And they use those same cows.
They used them in a few other things.
Oh, Brother, We're Out There.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
They
copy-pasted that shit.
Good movie.
Yeah. I mean,
great plot.
I plot's amazing, but I don't know how the film stacks up.
For me, it's like... It goes like, yeah, Twister, Independence Day, Men in Black. Like
oh,
that's a,
in
that's
that
a,
order.
That's no, as in like oh. just I feel like that era of seeing
sure.
movies.
They're probably the three movies you saw in a row. Like literally.
Yeah. It was just like that was such a great time to be me.
Yeah, yeah. Lost in Space. I put in
that
too.
Oh, I took that was one of my friends came to see that on my birthday.
That's so whatever sick. Year that came I loved out. That movie when I saw it as a kid. I thought it was unbelievable.
That like it was an in joke in my friend group where we all said, "We're lost, aren't we?" Like Lacey Chabert or whatever. That was her line in the trailer.
Man, I gotta rewatch
it. It's such a shit movie.
Yeah, it's dog shit.
Best thing about it is the Apollo 440 version of the theme song.
That's right. Matt LeBlanc, Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy stuff. A CG monkey.
So bad.
Real bad stuff. Real bad stuff.
But about as good as Uncharted.
I'd say it's better than Uncharted.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, Uncharted stinks.
There's no Apollo 440 version of the
Uncharted stinks solely because... Mark Wahlberg's Sully has to, for some reason, earn the moustache as a post-credit scene.
People talking about like the lamest like characters earning like the version that we all know them as.
And, oh, sure.
But I think Iceman is always the version that they use. Like he's in like three movies before we actually see him in the
Ice just wears like, he wears like a cardigan for the first three films. And the last one, he finally goes like ice mode.
Yeah.
Bizarre shit.
And now... A word from our really, really great sponsors. Trust me, I know a lot about good deals, folks, and this is a great deal.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Look, we're skirting around this. I want to argue with you about Poor Things.
We're not arguing. We're not here to, we're not debating it.
We're a hot-seated podcast. Two fellas who fucking hate each other. Oh, shit. Uniqlo just announced the Chainsaw Man line.
I already got that email this afternoon, dude. That's old news.
I got an app push.
I got that shit, too.
That's a good-looking tee. Anyway, you saw Poor Things. I'd seen it last
time I saw it the day after we recorded.
And
let me fire out my letterbox, okay?
I kind of knew going into it you weren't going to like it. because you were like almost like readying yourself to not like it when you were talking about your relationship with the dude's other movies.
Oh, I love Killing the Sacred Deer. I like The Lobster a lot. And I haven't seen The Favourite, nor have I seen Dogtooth. So look, I'm not like stand number one, but I'm kind of like, I don't mind what I've seen and I love Sacred Deer, which I know is one that like perhaps isn't indicative of the rest of his canon. It's quite a like serious thriller.
Sure.
Naturalistic.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely, I feel like that's the outlier in his
own. Yeah, but amazing cast. Barry Keoghan, Colin Farrell, aka
The Lobster.
Vel Coro, and
Vel Lobster.
Vel Lobster and Nicole Kidman, Aquaman's mom.
Yeah, I gotta see that shit.
It's great. It's really good. Yeah. And Sunny Suljic, the kid from mid-90s, and Atreus from God of War.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
But so you saw Poor Things.
Yes. I know. I'm so ready to watch it. So many people I love. Friends and critics are like, amazing movie. So I was like, awesome. Mm-hmm. Let's go. And at about the 40-minute mark, I was just like, I should like this by now. And I'm not liking this.
You see, I loved it from like the word jump. It was so...
I love so many parts of it. I thought the acting was amazing for 80% of the cast.
Who's not acting well?
I just hate the whole boat thing. I almost fell asleep during the boat sequence.
Oh, really? Why?
I was just like, this is so... It was because it didn't say anything new for like an hour. It's just the same thing over.
Here's the thing. I don't think that this movie's trying necessarily to make a message.
The message is just like, how bad's the world for a woman?
Yeah, that's part
that's
of
like
it.
That's the message, the singular message of the entire film.
And you didn't like that?
No, I just would like it to add a bit more. It didn't add anything new to that conversation from the opening scene.
It was hilarious, though.
I didn't find it funny. It was like, look how clever I am. I found the movie was very like, I'm so weird and quirky. Tell me I'm weird and quirky. And I'm like, if you were 90 minutes, I'd give it to you. But at like 2.5 hours, I found it a real struggle to watch.
That's fucking insane.
I found it was a bit... I don't know. I thought the acting was great. I thought, obviously, Emma Stone was incredible.
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo was amazing. Willem Dafoe was fantastic. I didn't really care for, like, the boat actor. I didn't like the boat sequence. It really lost me on that. I just found it, like, if I was a first-year philosophy student or, like, on Tumblr 12 years younger, I would have loved this movie. But I think there was almost, like, a tweeness or a Tim Burton-ness to it that I was just kind of, like, I don't know, something about it. I just couldn't connect. And sure. I found it so flat, like trying to... I found that I felt it was trying to show me how clever it was and that made me harder for it to connect to. By like, look at this fisheye. Look at all these fisheyes we're doing. I'm Hype Williams over here. And then how funny is it? There's a duck with a pig's head. Like we'll show it 8 times in the movie and make the same joke each time.
Yeah, I don't love the ending of the movie, like where it's like... I won't say what it is here, sure. But like the final reveal.
Yeah, it's just, that, to me, happened. That's how I felt about. Like,
I thought
the
that was
film.
Like a pretty cheap like way to end of what I thought was a really good movie. Besides that, but
look, I love the score as well. Production design was fine. Love the costuming.
Fine.
Oh, it was fine. It was just like
weird
steampunk.
Future. Like no, it was so much.
Yeah,
more
I played
than
Bioshock
steampunk.
Infinite.
No, come on, dude.
It was Bioshock Infinite.
Crazy, like the version of Lisbon that you're in with like the weird like floating gondola stuff, like.
Bioshock Infinite.
Incredible.
It's the same thing.
No, that's... I want to know... I feel like you saw this wrong or something.
No, I saw it at a theater.
You saw it with... I know you saw it with Noon.
He loved it. He was like, it was great.
Did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't. I was so wide awake. I just... I don't know what it was. I maybe was expecting something else, but I just found it was very one note for the whole film.
You do... I mean, yeah. When the one note is woman related, you probably would have hated that.
You idiot.
Len, let's go through your top 10 of last year.
Let's go through your top 10 of last year.
Okay. Well, I mean, the only movie that we've famously
you can't say
on.
To me, I don't like this movie because it's about a woman. That's such a low blow. Well,
and yet, that's what I'm doing right now.
Well, I'm not going to be a part of that. That's not constructive.
It's pretty funny, though.
It's not. It's a cheap bit.
Let's go through your top 10.
I'm not going to do it.
Oppenheimer. Great movie.
Great movie. Far better movie than Poor Things. On all accounts. People will be talking
probably,
about Oppenheimer in 10 years and no one will be talking about Poor Things in 5.
For me, it's like, as a good adaptation... of Frankenstein, and I love like the for me the funniest conceit of the movie is that
you liked it because there's a duck in it.
That's true.
It's the only reason why you liked it so
the
much.
Duck movie.
You're like, oh yeah, this is like the books I'm reading right now.
But no, I love like the you know Emma Stone's
laugh
character.
Once. No one in the theater laughed.
What?
It was a dead silent theater.
Dude, fuck that. That sucks. It's a hilarious
funny.
Movie.
What's funny about it?
Like, for me, like,
Mark Ruffalo was very funny every time he spoke. Yeah, but I didn't find the movie funny. It's just like, I know, I find someone like an adult acting like a baby very grating.
But that wasn't the funny part.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out what it is.
No, it's like, I mean, for me, like, so like Willem Dafoe plays essentially Frankenstein, right?
Yes.
Who has become a famous doctor despite mm-hmm. everyone thinking he's a freak. And he finds a woman who has committed suicide. Mm-hmm. However, the baby in her stomach is still alive. And what I loved about this movie was that, like, any fucking normal doctor, because he's like, oh, when I discovered the baby was alive, he realized it had an opportunity. And you think, you know, the opportunity would be, I'm going to keep this baby mm-hmm. alive and raise this baby on my own. But his idea is, I'm going to take the baby's brain out of its body and put it in this woman's brain. And that's like this genius idea that he has. And that's the whole conceit of the movie.
That's the movie. Yeah.
And I thought that was fucking hilarious. Like that, yeah, made it work like that.
I'm not like that's fine for me. I'm not like going to say like, that's amazing.
But just that it was like, yeah. I don't
then, know. And what the whole point is that like a baby's horny? Like, is that the point of the movie?
No.
Cause she just masturbates for the, like as soon as she, the next scene, she starts like fapping and then fucks for the rest of the movie. And I was like, what is this saying? That like women be horny?
I guess it's like an exploration.
Babies are horny and men are restricting them from having sex. Like, I don't know, man. Maybe it made me feel weird.
Right. I think it should make you feel weird.
Yeah, but I'm like, I didn't enjoy watching it. I didn't like
people. People have walked out of this movie.
I didn't want to walk out of it. I've never walked out of a film. I was just like, it made me feel like, I just felt like it was like, aren't I clever? That was the thing that I was getting most from it. Not about the story or about babies having sex, but it was just more like, it felt a bit on the nose to me.
I just thought it was like this cool, weird sex comedy. Like that, like.
Yeah, see, I didn't find it funny. It was just like cool, weird sex.
That's so wild to me that no one in the cinema was laughing.
No one laughed.
Everyone was laughing.
I laughed when Mark Ruffalo would speak and like, you know, that R-bomb at the start. The
best R-bomb in cinematic history.
I don't know about that. We'll figure that. Maybe not. Maybe not the best one.
Top 10.
Well, maybe. Yeah, I don't know, man. I wanted to love this movie. I really did. I went in wanting to love it. I just found it kind of grating and kind of like really dragged out with just showing me the same thing over and over with slightly different scenarios. And the whole end with the dinner, with the guy with the gun. I was like, can this be over? I was so uninterested by that point.
I thought it was like such a fun ride.
I found it like the opposite of fun. I found it meandering.
Yeah, right.
I found it very one note and meandering. And I thought it looked very pretty. That the costumes were incredible and it should win best Oscar for
best
design.
Oscar.
Great score. For the score was unbelievable.
Oh man, the score fucking rules.
Love the score. I loved many sums of this film, but as a whole, it didn't do it for me. I just found it was quite lacking in a department. I don't know. And everyone I've spoken to loves it. I've had chats at work
Emma
about
Stone
it.
Emma Stone won a Golden Globe for her role.
She did. She did. She won a Golden Globe for her role.
Mm-hmm. She won best Oscar.
She won Best Oscar at the Golden Globe Awards. She won Best Actress in a Comedy or Musical. Two things which I think this film wasn't.
That's
musical.
That's so fucking crazy that, like, no, not even, like, one laugh from you the whole movie.
No, I looked at my watch a lot. I was like, is this... Because I looked at my watch when I was like... I thought it was an hour and a half in or something. An hour in, it was like the first 40 minutes. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, they're in the carriage. And I was like, this is...
No, because I'm only roasting you because the only other movie that we've disagreed on in the last year is Past Lives.
I just didn't like that movie. Again, I found it's like meandering.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I get it and I get their mood pieces. Past Lives fine. But it's just also like, I don't think it's like the best movie of the year by a long shot, which a lot of people are saying it is. And that's fine. I can say I don't like that movie.
No, of course. No, totally. Yeah,
it's harder to say you don't like a movie that everyone likes.
No, I don't like plenty of shit that people like.
But, you know, it's harder because then the burden is on you to be like, why don't you like it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, because I just didn't like it.
No, I'm totally with you on not liking it. But I'm so...
Do you know what? I remember seeing the trailer for Poor Things when I saw Past Lives. I was like, man, that looks so fucking good. Joke was on me.
Yeah.
The joke's on me. I wanted to like this movie. Trust me. I'm not one of those like childish. I'm not like a Marvel or DC fan who like reviews bombs before they see a film.
You're like,
I really wanted
to. We could have got another Hulk movie.
Totally. I really wanted to like this movie, and I like tried to engage with it, and I just could not connect with it.
Yeah, right.
And I wasn't tired or anything. I saw it in like the middle of the day.
Yeah, sure.
Went to Fox Studios, watched it there. So it was like, you know, you had to be, you basically have to be like a movie fan to travel out there to see a movie. It's like you're at a mall and there's like
going there.
Kids yapping and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so it wasn't like the circumstances of the screening.
Yeah.
It was like, I was the youngest person there. Me and everyone else was like in their 50s. No one walked out. Oh, there was a couple on a date there actually. Everyone stayed. But yeah, I just was like,
I think like the idea that someone who is essentially a baby is partaking in sex, even though like it's not really that. But I think that people think that that's what's happening and that's maybe what leading them to walk out, or is just like a lot hornier than they're expecting.
Yeah, it was just like, I got the message well and clearly in the first 15 minutes, and then it just didn't evolve for me from there. The message.
I don't think it's for me. It's not less about a message and more about a bunch of ideas. Like, what if this happened and then this have happened?
Well, so they're just the same idea, just slightly different versions of it.
Because she meets different people and has different experiences.
And has sex with them. Like, that's the whole movie. She like just goes through the movie, isn't that fucking fruit, and like, then no, it's like one time it's interesting, but then it's the whole movie, and I was just like, I just wanted some. And then she starts going to socialist meetings because she's grown up now. And I was like, this is so ridiculous. I found it like really.
It's definitely ridiculous. I'll give you
that. I just found it like very on the nose and very like, oh, look at those poor people. What do you mean? Like, it's just, I found it very grating. And I just hated the boat scene so much. I found that so long.
Right.
And her just like eating and then going to dinner. I was just like, oh, can this.
I love when she went and her just like
going out several
tarts.
Times and getting fingered at the bar and then dance. I was just like, I get it. It's the same thing. It just kept happening.
Well,
but
I loved how
over.
Uncomfortable her recounting what she'd done made Mark Ruffalo's character.
The first time I found it interesting. And then every time I was just like, I just found this went through the same motion.
And he can't stop thinking about her despite how much he's disgusted by the things that she's done.
I could give him some advice. I stopped thinking about it real fast. Man, I wish I liked it. I just really didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I accept that you don't like it.
Yeah, it just sucks because everyone likes it. Well, not everyone. No, there is some notable critics that don't like it. A lot of people do like it though. But yeah, I just found it, I don't know. Yeah, bummer.
It's definitely in my top 10 from last year. I loved it.
It's nowhere on mine, nor notable mentions.
Yeah. Where is it? Somewhere around...
It's one of the lowest films I saw the last
bonkers.
Year.
So bonkers.
I don't know if it is. Huh? I don't know. It's a controversial
film.
To me,
film. It's bonkers. Yeah.
You know, I famously didn't like Eyes Wide Shut when I first saw it.
Sure.
And it's like my favorite film of all time. I don't see this happening. I have it on Japanese VHS. I shan't be purchasing the poor things.
So you say. You might own it on Laserdisc. Japanese Laserdisc.
I just put Baby Geniuses instead. Keep my baby movies.
Your smart baby movies.
Keep my smart baby movies in check. I do a double screening of Baby Geniuses and Poor Things. I'll tell you which one's better. The one that goes about 82 minutes.
Who do you reckon is going to win Best Actress out of Emma Stone and Lily Gladstone?
Lily Gladstone. Emma Stone's already won it within the last 4 years or whatever, 5 years.
Yeah, okay, sure. From that. And also it's like it feels like a bigger...
Huge.
Bigger yeah. point to 100%. Give it to Lily. I love her performance. She's my favorite actor in
Gladstone
in Killers of the Flower.
Hands down, yeah, it's, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Her film. She, without
police are coming to arrest you for not liking Poor Things.
You've called the Greek police on me.
Yeah.
It's a bummer. I wish I liked it. I really did. I really wanted to like. And I'm very giving. I like most films I see. I try to see the good in it.
Yeah.
But I just found it. There was an air of pretentiousism that I couldn't see past where I was just like,
I
know you're a good filmmaker. You got to stop showing off. Like,
the only other movie I saw of his is The Lobster. And I thought this is a great companion piece to that. I was really in the right frame of mind for it where it's like just a bunch of fucked up stuff happening. And some of it's funny. And the stuff that isn't making me laugh now might make me laugh a bit later. It won't make you laugh at all. But
no.
Yeah.
Because it's Greek humor, man.
Famously
didn't like Con the Futura.
As if you didn't like Con the Fruiterer.
No,
Fruiterer.
Joking.
Come
no,
on,
no,
never
I,
say man, that, bro.
It's a bummer. I wish I liked this film a lot. Yeah, I really did. It sucks when everybody likes something and you're like, I don't like this.
Yeah, no, totally.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. But that's okay, because then I watched The Holdovers again the next and I was like, this movie is perfect. Now I bet you're going to hate The Holdovers.
No,
I was like, it'd be funny if you did.
Physically
impossible
for me. You know what I want to... The only other pain movie that I haven't... You actually know what? I haven't seen Nebraska. The Will Forte
Nebraska's great. I unfortunately watched it on a plane, but it was fine. I had to.
And I haven't seen the Matt Damon is little No, no, it's called Little Matt Damon, the movie.
Little Matt Damon. Yeah, yeah. Little Damon.
I got to see that.
Little Matty.
Because that was him like really going for something.
Taking a swing and it failing. It kind of like stopped his career for 10 years.
It has its fans, I think.
It was like a quasi cult following.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like a...
It's no Poor Things.
Almost Spike Jonze, like, yeah. Or even, well,
it seems like a Kaufman,
even a Coen brother misfire.
Or even Kaufman misfire.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Big concept. But yeah, man, I wish I loved Poor Things. It sucks.
Yeah, it's all right. We
can it doesn't on. Suck, actually. I like don't have to like it.
No, totally not. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no. Emma Stone was great.
We've covered all this. I'd moved on. You brought it back.
Yeah, you did. I wish I could.
You know what?
Just daily, because people ask me like, why didn't you like Poor Things? I'm like, because I didn't like it. It's like when Carmen doesn't like Family Guy on South Park and he has to keep explaining it to everybody. I'm like, I just didn't like it. I can't explain it.
I know. I made the joke about you, it being about a woman. That's why you hate it, because I knew you would hate that so much.
Yeah, look, man. You know, I'm like one of the only people that likes the sequel trilogy of Star Wars with Rey as the
Oh,
hero.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, cool.
Come on, man.
The most Fury feminist, Road. Feminist piece of literature of all
Fury
time.
Fury Road. It's basically a movie about like dudes don't rock.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen a movie by the Wachowskis. They became women. And I love the Matrix movies, so... I think you need to put your privilege in check, buddy. In Matrix Resurrections, it's actually not Neo's the one. It's
Poor
Neo
Things is very much feels like it's written by a dude.
Do you know what else? Yeah. And I didn't want to sound like that guy, but I have said this to people. It was written, the screenplay is based off a book by a dude. Screenplay is written by a guy, the adaptation, and it's directed by a guy. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah, but you know who wrote Frankenstein, brother?
Mary Shelley, but mm-hmm. This is not Frankenstein. This is Poor Things. but I was like, I kind of would have... been interested to see like a woman's screenplay.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah. But it's very much to me, it's almost like, I don't know, there's something like, not male gazey, it was just like another, I don't know. But something about it made me feel off.
Yeah, I think it's trying to do that, but maybe not as much as off as you felt.
Yeah, but I wasn't like, oh, I feel disgusted. It was just something about it, I was just like, I don't like this.
Okay, sure.
You're showing off too much. You need to dial back that fisheye, buddy.
Zip it back up.
I just found the fisheye very ugly.
Okay, sure.
In the first 40 minutes of the film, I thought it looked like very ugly in the black and white fisheye. I found it very like, just shoot it how you shot the rest of the movie. Like, I don't know.
I really enjoyed the weird camera angles and stuff like that.
Once I would have liked it, but it became this, that's what I mean. It kept like.
Oh, one thing I didn't like was the chapter.
Oh, see, I love that.
Yeah, right.
I loved the chapter bits. I was like, I wish the whole movie looked like this.
Okay. I thought they were unnecessary. It took me out of it.
Oh,
and you were like, just take me out of it.
I was like,
this.
Thank God that chapter's over. Man, the one that came after the boat chapter.
Yeah.
I was standing up clapping. I was like, it's giving a 12-minute Khan standing ovation.
Yeah, I wonder how we'll look back on this movie 5 years from now.
Like, we won't talk about it.
No, that's not true at all.
No, I don't think we will talk about it. I don't think it'll be part of the conversation. I know. I think it's.
I think he's going to keep. This guy's going to keep making weird movies.
This is kind of his Beau Is Afraid, I found, where he got like a chunk of money, not like hundreds of millions of dollars, but probably more money than he usually did because he, you know, of all the success accolades, of The Favourite and was kind of like. Cause he, and then that was my thought while watching it. And he has been developing this for like 10 plus years.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, this is his Beau Is Afraid. And, you know. A lot of people didn't like Beau Is Afraid, and I completely see why as well. And Beau Is Afraid is like one of my favorite films of last year.
That's going to be one of the first everyone's at school watches for
sure.
Me.
And I love that movie. A lot of people, much like Poor Things, though I think Beau Is Afraid was slightly more like derided, and a lot more people like were open about their hate of it. I also understand why people didn't like it.
You know what movie I didn't like upon first watch, but I've come to really, really like is... fucking P.T. Anderson, Joaquin Phoenix, not The Master.
Inherent Vice.
Sick movie.
I love that from
but
the
first time I saw it, I was like, this is fucking off-putting.
Like,
and
you're
weird.
Like, what's the point of this? Nothing's going on in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, oh, wait, this is actually the greatest vibe movie of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I see that. But then while watching it, I was like, you know what? I'm glad that he got to make this, like with Poor Things.
Yep.
I was like, I'm glad he got to make his, like, passion project, but
it is doing quite pretty well, and like, you know, critically,
yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
Critically it's doing fantastic. Yeah, yeah. No, it's doing great. Like, I'm very much in the minority here. It's a very celebrated film. I just think it's a lot more clever than it thinks it is, and a lot more clever than, like,
you mean a lot less clever than it thinks it is.
Sorry, I think it's a lot less clever than it thinks it is, and a lot less like clever than audiences think it is.
How good would it be if I was like, happy birthday, Angus, and it was like a action figures of all the
an
characters.
An SH figure arts of the duck dog or whatever.
No, the old lady on the boat.
You're just like, it's a diorama of the conversations they had on the boat. You can put them on the deck chairs while this guy says, I'm a cynic, and I'll tell you that the world's cynical. And she's like, everyone was just like, I am this. And I was like, oh, I get it. And that's what I mean. If I was a first year philosophy student or something, I'd be like, so true, bestie. But I found it just like, I found it very on the nose that like characters would literally introduce themselves and go, here's my political belief.
But I feel like
I'm that. And I'm like, oh yes, we're seeing how woman slash but it made person sense gets shaped.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I just found it very, I don't know. I was like, I'm done. I couldn't take it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I like, you know, Wes Anderson films. And like I said, Bull Was Afraid. And I know these are films that people also are like, I just can't get into it. And so like, I totally understand that people can't get into those films. And also that people do love this film. Like I love those films and filmmakers that are like, have a distinct look and beat.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. When I lend you the duck books, I'll make sure Daisy isn't in a single one of them.
Not at all what I was saying. Just make sure there's no fucking boat scenes.
Okay, yeah, sure. There's a lot of boat scenes in the duck books.
Yeah. One bit, I like that, like, when she was, like, you know, in her words, whoring. I like that dude did a crab walk. That was cool. That was my other. I laughed out heaps at that. It's this weird, ugly French.
Oh, yeah.
Guy was just, like, crab walking. And I was like, what the fuck? It's like, this is sick. I like that bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what, she like did a lot of sex work and then became a socialist? Is that what happened?
Well, I mean, I think she was all about, I guess, yeah, her stance on how to make sex work for her then lent into her overall ideology.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was fun.
I kind of the opposite. Oh man, that sucks. You know what, I only paid like a cheap ticket.
Okay.
I'd had some points saved up.
You keep bringing it up.
I only paid $8.
You're banned from talking about Poor Things for the rest
thank
of
you.
Tonight.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Because we got a beautiful episode of PayFam just around the corner.
And sorry, if you liked Poor Things or want to see it, please go see it still.
Yeah,
don't let me turn you off it. And if you like it, that's awesome. I'm not like being, yeah, I'm not like someone that's like, you shouldn't like this thing. I'm just like, yeah.
Oh, I feel very attacked with my beliefs tonight.
Hey, you're the one that's like, let's argue.
I know. I loved it. That's great.
No, we didn't argue. We just said what we thought
about. Because you wouldn't let me read out your entire top 10 list. You got
read it out. I'll read them out.
I will read it out. And we did it. We've already read it out.
You reading out the top 10 list is a quicker version of what the movie Poor Things was about.
What do you mean?
Just like, men. Like, you know what? I would have rather you read out the top 10 list than me watch that film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? PayFam's around the corner, as I was saying.
No, my fault is not called The Girl and the Heron, you know? That's not on me.
That was going to be a good bit when I got to that movie.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to get in before you.
Is
Godzilla a dude?
Jury's out.
So there you go.
Dayzilla.
You know what? Mission Impossible. A lot of women in power.
That's true.
So yeah, it looks like your theory is out the...
One of them dies.
But most of them live. kills the flower moon. Women.
Woman.
Dead woman. Our Chinese cartoons don't count because they're like asexual.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no... Talk to me. There's no women in
female
first
lead and talk to me.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't think
BlackBerry doesn't have
a single woman
in it. Yeah. No. The killer, Tilda Swinton, and the BDSM woman, and the woman he kills.
Yeah.
All the women he kills. Siri, how many women were killed in the Hiroshima bombing? Because I think this counts for Oppenheimer. I found this on the web. Okay, so if there's 70,000 to 90,000, let's presume, let's say more women, because a lot of men were in the war. So let's say 60,000 women were in Oppenheimer of. A lot of representation. I think you'll find there are a lot of women in my films.
You've covered all bases. Yeah. We're going to do PayFam now. Who knows what we're going to talk about for the next hour.
I tell you what, it's probably going to be Ducks or the latest movie starring Emma Stone. Wait, man. No,
you watched a whole bunch of other movies in the last
week, but right? I've got to say, speaking of him, have you watched any Curse yet?
No, I'm behind. I'm way behind.
Oh, my man. Yeah, that's...
I can't be like, hey, mum, dad, and my six-year-old niece, let's watch episode three of Nathan Fielder's The Curse.
You gotta download that shit.
Hey, 2.5-year-old niece, do you want to learn about micro dicks?
Well, probably, would look like a baby. You know what? They're actually quite similar to Poor Things. Small.
I'm also,
it's the opposite of Small Things. It's an adult with a baby's genital.
What's not called Small Things?
Well, no, it's Poor Things.
Blink 182.
All the small things. All the poor things.
We've got a cool episode that.
Yeah, we do.
Hell yeah. Come and listen to the first PayFam episode of 2024 over at patreon.com/HeyFam. $5 a month is all it costs to get a bonus episode every single week. And tonight's going to be an absolute belter. I want to talk about chicken. No ducks, chicken. Specifically chicken you can eat. I got a chicken story. And I'm not talking about Chicken Run 2. Is that out yet?
No.
No, definitely is out.
It's absolutely not out.
Hey Siri, is Chicken Run 2 out? It's called Dawn of the Nugget. Is it out?
No.
We're going to find out in PayFam if it's out. Come listen to PayFam over at patreon.com/HeyFam. And you can join our Discord and argue about Poor Things directly with
and
Angus.
Chicken Run 2's and release date.
Yeah. The two most important things.
Chicken Run
year.
2, Dawn of the Nugget.
Let's talk about the Golden Globes.
Hit pause. We'll answer if it's out.
Okay, bye.